I'd like you to call up if it's unlucky that you're still alive. And the best call will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Twins Fest. Many people feel lucky to be alive, but you perhaps feel it's kind of unlucky that you're still around today, January 18th, 2008. If you feel that it's unfortunate that you still are with the living, give a call, 651-646-TALK, 651-646-8255, toll-free 877-615-1500. And again, best call wins a 4-pack of tickets to Twins Fest, a big 3-day festival at the Dome next weekend featuring exhibits, Twins players past and present, a beautiful model of the new stadium, live broadcasts, food, drink, happiness, joy, ecstasy. I threw him a curveball, Speed. The calls won't be coming in fast and furiously. They're mulling this one over.
I like that, because usually you just call and say, I got this, or I got that. Yeah. They actually have to think about this one.
And they don't know what to do. Because the people who are feeling unhappy about being alive today are even miserable about the notion of still being here a week from now to go to Twins Fest. They're really hoping they won't even use these tickets because they'll be gone. I really stumped them. One call.
This is great.
Vern?
Hi.
Vern?
Hey.
I've never met a Vern I didn't like.
Well, that's good, because I've never been a Vern you never liked that you didn't like.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Here's why it's not good to be alive. First of all, you're begging for suicidals to call you. But anyway.
I'm not really begging.
Well, yeah, you are. Well, okay, whatever you want to call it.
I think asking.
Mm-hmm.
Asking.
Yeah. Job, family, hobbies, they all suck. Everything used to be great.
When did it go south?
Not that long ago.
Uh-huh. Are you dealing with depression at all?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Getting it treated?
Yep.
How's that going?
Well, I still feel this way.
Yeah.
You tell me.
How long have you been having it treated?
Oh, a long, long time.
Really? No effect whatsoever?
Well, some effect.
Uh-huh.
I know that's pretty general reasons, but I sure want those Twins Fest tickets.
You kind of have a little bit of a joyful thing in there. I can sense it. Just a little giddiness.
Well, I know, but when you're sometimes you can be really up and sometimes you can be really down.
Yep. Yeah. So all those things are going bad. There isn't one thing working in your life right now.
Yeah, a few.
A few things are working?
Listening to KSTP is one of the good things.
Oh, good.
How's that for a schmooze?
Yeah, no, that's all right, because I think it's sincere.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
Okay, hang on,
Vern. You guys are my only friend. No, I'm kidding.
Do you have friends, Vern?
Yeah, I have one.
You know, a lot of people really only have one real good friend. They have people they know, but often only one real good friend. That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. K-Dog?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here.
Oh, I'm just enjoying life to its fullest.
Did you hear what the contest was, K-Dog?
Some about winning some tickets to Twins Fest or something like that.
Where are you, K-Dog?
I'm at work.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
Well, I'm supposedly a mold maker. I'm not really a mold maker. I'm CNC machinist.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm running this slimy piece of crap they call a gun drill.
Uh-huh. And you're really not. You're wasting the boss's time calling a talk radio program.
Probably, yeah.
So you heard what you had to do to win the tickets. Go.
Why I am so lucky. Well, I'm lucky.
Nope, that wasn't it, K-Dog. You know what it was?
Yeah, why?
Why you're sorry to be alive.
Yeah, sorry to be alive.
Okay, K-Dog, thanks so much. Hello?
Yeah, it's Tommy.
Yeah.
The wishing I was dead thing, beautiful.
No,
day.
I didn't say you were wishing you were dead.
Oh.
I just said, you know, it started when I said we're all lucky to be alive, and I thought maybe some people don't feel lucky. Maybe it's unfortunate that they're alive. I don't know if that's the same as
wishing. I'm a lot luckier, I believe. But I don't. I've had the escape death kind of thing a couple of times, and it's always left me very depressed.
You've escaped death periodically, and instead of the thrill of being alive, you get depressed?
The last time I was digging a hole, and the power wasn't marked that clearly. I hit a 1380 three-phase power, and that's death. And nothing happened to me. I shorted two legs, and it like threw dirt up in my face, and that's about it.
Shorted two legs?
Two legs of power. Like, this is a main power feed going into, you know.
And afterwards, after escaping death, you were down about it.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't.
Huh. Have you had a death wish in your life where you just kind of wanted to check out?
I haven't hung pictures much.
Pardon? Pardon?
I haven't hung many pictures.
What does that mean? You okay? Hello? Hello? You all right, man?
I'll call you again.
Is everything okay? I don't mind hanging on with you here.
No, I'm good.
You okay?
Yeah.
Anything else going on in your life that's got you down?
Just the usual.
What's the usual?
Stress.
Stress? Are you being treated?
No.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Why not?
I always managed to skirt around it, so.
Sounds like you maybe shouldn't do that. Do you have insurance?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Huh. What was the other time you escaped death?
Just, I had a car accident. I double-endoed in a vehicle.
And what happened in the accident?
Cut the top of my head. Walked away with no injuries.
It just cut the top of your head?
Just a little scratch, a little nick on the top of my head. There might be a piece of glass in there, but...
Uh-huh.
No, I had my vehicle so loaded down with equipment, and I hit the ditch and double-endoed, never hit the top of the vehicle.
So you flipped over twice?
Yeah, like Evel Knievel somersault and kind of thing.
But you stayed in the vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Well, until I walked out through the windshield.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It's been some years now.
And do you remember being down about that afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, hang on a second. I kind of feel like... obligation to give both these guys tickets, Speed. So are we giving any away on Monday?
I'm not sure,
well,
actually.
I'm sure
we can pull something off.
And then I still have Ryan. Don't take any more calls. Ryan?
Hi, Mitski.
Oh, what's going on in your world?
Well, let's see. 18 years old. My father passed away from complications of Agent Orange. I'm only 25 now, so complications of Agent Orange from Vietnam. The military didn't do anything, so I pretty much had to pay for everything. A week after that, I OD'd on methamphetamines and was pronounced dead. and, well, almost pronounced dead, and they brought me back. Let's see. And my mom decided, since I was screwing up with drugs and everything, that she didn't want anything more to do with me. So I don't get to talk to my mom much. Let's see. My sister just came to live with me for about a month, and I had to kick her out because she's got a deadbeat boyfriend that doesn't do anything. So I just spent most of my money trying to get them somewhere, and they didn't do anything with it.
And you're only how old at this point?
25.
Boy.
So, yeah, I don't know. I always try to look at the bright side of things, but that's always tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Have you licked the meth addiction?
Yeah, I did kick that.
Attaboy. That's no small thing.
No, actually, well, I suppose there's very few of us that actually ever managed, but then again, I have a daughter that I got to take care of, so.
You have a daughter. How old is she?
She is two, almost two.
Boy, and you're on your own, I take it.
Yep.
All right, hang on a second. Okay, somehow we got to get all three of these people tickets, Speed. I don't know how, but you're going to have to do it somehow.
I'll hand it over to promotions and
just tell them they're
going to
have to give them all tickets.
They're
just all going to have to get them. All right. All right, get all their information, get them all tickets.